today's shiur is Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to begin on Daf Samach Vav on the base, about 9 lines above the wide lines. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, yesterday we had learned that Abaye had taught and reminded Rabbi Yosef when Bittul Rishus works from one chatzur to another chatzur and when it doesn't. So as we learned yesterday, although we will learn in the Mishnah later in the Masechta that if a member of a chatzar forgot to contribute to the Erev, there is an Eitzah that Chazal gave us, a Bittul Rishus, that individual could relinquish his rights to his chatzar, allowing the rest of his neighbors who did join in an Erev to be able to use that Erev. That halacha we learned yesterday was only said in one chatzar. Yesterday we learned that at times, even from one chatzar to another chatzar, Bittul Rishus may work. Amar Baya, Hadam Shmuel ain't Bittul Rishus mechatzar lechatzar. What was the case that Shmuel said Bittul Rishus won't work from one chatzar to another chatzar? Loi Amaron el b'shtei chatzeres upesach ech b'neim. Was only said when the two chatzeres next to each other and there's opening in between them, which is represented in diagram 234 on page 78. So as we explained, since these two chatzeres, although an Erev can be made to join these two chatzeres, since if the Erev is not made, they don't answer each other, they don't restrict each other because they're alongside each other, that's when Bittul Rishus won't work. Av beis chatzeres zu lifnei mezu. If you have a situation of two chatzeres, one in front of the other, as represented in diagram 233, mitoch she'osrim, since in that case the inner chatzer restricts the outer chatzer mevatlan. According to Bekiva, the inner chatzer always restricts the outer chatzer unless an erev is made between them. According to Rabbanon, if the inner chatzer made its own erev, so it's regal hamuteris b'mekaymai, it's a regal that's mutter, it's a chatzer in which carrying is mutter, then it doesn't restrict the outer chatzer. But if the inner chatzer did not make its own erev, so it's regal ha'asur b'mekaymai, and there it restricts the b'nei chatzayna. So since mitoch she'osrim, since the inner chatzer restricts the outer chatzer, mevatlin, Bittul will work. Rava Amar, Rava said, even though that Abaye says that Shmuel says that Bittul always works in such a situation when you have shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mezu, says Rava, filu shtei chatzeres zu lifnei mezu, even when you have such a situation, pamim vatlim or pamim vatlim, sometimes Bittul will work and sometimes Bittul will not work. How is the soul? So before we begin explaining Rava's din, we have to review how, if you have two chatzeres next to each other, do they merge into one? So Rashi explains that when you have two chatzeres, each chatzer makes its own erev. Then the people of what the erev of one of the chatzeres is placed in the other chatzer. It's not needed, explain Rashi and all the Rishonim, to collect new bread for a third Erev, which will connect the two chatzeres. Rather, one of the Erevin, which is already made for one of the chatzeres, is placed in the other chatzer. Ritva says, where in the other chatzer should be placed? It should be placed in the other chatzer, in the place where the Erev for that chatzer already resides. Go and take the Erev from the other chatzer and put it into the same place where Erev that the other chatzer's Erev already exists, and that's how you merge the two chatzeres. So that's what happened here. These two chatzeres merged into one that way, by putting the Erev of one of them into the other one. Now, Nos Neiruvim Bechitzayna, if in a case where we had two chatzeres, zu lufnei mezu, diagram 233, and they put the Erev, which will merge the two chatzeres, into the outer chatzer, in such a situation, v'shokach echad beimin apnimis beimin chetzoina, whether it's somebody from the inner chatzur or somebody from the outer chatzur that forgot to join in the eiriv, lo eiriv, shtei mesuris, they will both be restricted, even if there will be a bitl rishos. So here we have two cases where the eiriv was put into chetzoina, and the person forgot could be either from the pnimis or from the chetzoina. Now we have another situation where Nosne Ruvim Apnimis, where Eiriv was put in the Pnimi. V'shachet Echmin Apnimis v'le Eiriv, and one of the people of the Pnimi is the one that forgot to join in the Eiriv, then the halacha still remains Stei Mesuris. However, if Shachet Echmin Echitzon v'le Eiriv, if the Eiriv was put into the Chatzar Apnimi, and the person who forgot to contribute to the Eiriv was somebody from the outer Chatzar, there, says Rava, Pnimis Muteris, the inner chatzur is mutter, the chitzani is sur, and the outer chatzur will remain asur. And now the Gemara analyzes each one of the cases. The first case we learned was nosn eruv bechitzana. They put the eruv in the outer chatzur. V'shachet ech beimin apnimius or beimin chatzur, whether it's somebody from the inner chatzur or somebody from the outer chatzur, v'lo eruv, and he did not join in the eruv. So we learned shtei masuris, both of them will remain osur. Bittel will not work in such a situation, because the Gemara explains, hai ba pnimis l'man nevata. Who do you want? Somebody from the inner chotzer forgot to contribute to the Erev. Who do you want them to be relinquish his rights to? Levatel b'nei pnimis. Do you want him to relinquish his rights to the other members of the inner chatzar, and therefore it will be mutter now to carry for the other people in that inner chatzar? That bittel can't work. Lesnu l'erev gavayu, the erev is not with them. Since where is the erev actually residing? The erev is actually residing in the outside chatzar. Since it was deposited in the outer chatzar, that, so you can't explain the Rishonim do bittel in a chatzar where Erev doesn't exist. Elamai asked the Gemara levatel b'nei chitzoina, and like Rashi explains that he should not only be mevatel rishus to the people in his own chatzar, he should also go and be mevatel rishus to the people in the chitzoina. So here we know, ein bittel rishus michatz l'chatzar. We know that the halacha is, that's what Rav is telling us, that you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar. And as the Rishonim explain, even though the only thing that the b'nei pnimi have of the b'nei chitzoina is only drisus regel, that they only have the right to walk in the outside chatzah, they don't actually live there, still this is considered a situation of bittel rishus michatz l'chatzah, and therefore will not be acceptable. Now Rashi asks an interesting question. Maybe we should do something else. Instead of the person in the inside chatzah, in the pnimi, who forgot to make the eruv, to be mevatel to all the other people in the pnimi, let's just do the other way. All the people in the pnimi should be mevatel to the person who did not make the eruv. So let's understand what will happen then. The rest of these people who made the eruv with the chitzayna still have an eruv. And now the pnimi, since this person who didn't include himself in the eruv, since everybody else in the chatzar would now mevatel rishus to him, he also could carry into the chitzayna. So we have a situation that everybody from the pnimi is allowed to carry into the chitzoina, has a drisus regular in the chitzoina, and therefore they shouldn't hurt the chitzoina. So Rashi answers that the moment where all the other members of the chatzar pnimi are mevatel their rishus to this one individual, what they're doing is they're dissolving the eruv, and once they're dissolving the eruv, there's no more issue here because there is no Erev. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos holds that it would taka work. if all the other people of the Pnimis would Mimavatl Rishus to this one person, it would be an effective Eitzah. The reason Taisha says the Gemara did not give this Eitzah, because the Gemara is trying, Taisha says, to explain how we could help the people who did contribute to the Erev to be able to continue carrying, not how we could help the people who did not contribute to the Erev. The next case which we learned was a case where, again, the Erev was put in the Chatzar HaPnimi, but it was a member of the Chatzar HaChitzoyna that did not make contribute to the Erev and wants to do Bittl. Hai Bachitzoyna L'man Nevatl. Who do you want that this person from the Chatzar HaChitzoyna that did not contribute to the Erev to be Mevatl to? Do you want Levatl Bnei Chitzoyna that he should be Mevatl to the other people in the Chitzoyna? Ika Pnimis Dosrelei. There's the people in the Pnimis that he did not relinquish his rights to. And the Osralayu, and they people restrict on them, because, as we learned, if this Erev is not effective, we now have a situation of a regal hasruba mekayma. The Bnei Pnimi cannot carry in their chatzar, and everyone, even the Rabbanan, agree that regal hasruba mekayma asers for the chitzayna. So what do you want? Levatel b'nei pnimis. He should not only be mevatel for the people in the chitzoyna, he should also be mevatel to the people in the pnimi. For this, as we explained, ein bitl rishus michotzer lechotzer. The bitl rishus cannot work for one chotzer to another chotzer, and the people in the chitzoyna cannot make a bitl rishus to the people in the pnimi. Continues the Gemara. Now we have the third case. Nosna Eruvim Apnimis, where Erev was put in the inner chatzar, v'shochet Echman Apnimis v'lo Erev, and one of the Bnei Pnimi forgot to contribute to the Erev. So again we learned, Shtei Masuris, both are restricted, and Bittl Rishus will not work here. For again, Hai Ba Pnimis L'man Nevatl, to whom do you want this person from the Pnimi who did not join in the Erev to be mevatel to? Levatel lebnecha pnimius, do you want him to relinquish his rights to the other members of the inner chatzar? That won't be effective, because ikke chitzonet asulai, there's still the outer chatzar that restricts them, because as the two chatzeris have now a joint erif, Rashi explains, they're now viewed as a single chatzar, with the residents of the outer chatzar having rights in the inner chatzar. Now, when the person in the inner chatzar relinquished only to the residents of the inner chatzar, he forgot other members that are important here, people from the outer chatzar. So what do you want? Levatel of Nechitzoyna. He should also relinquish rights, not only to the people in the inner chatzar, but also to the people in the outer chatzar. Then we say again, Ein Bittl Rishus Michatz L'chatzar. We can't do Bittl Rishus from one chatzar to another chatzar, and therefore the Bittl will not be effective. Now we analyze the last case, where we said Bittl may work. Where was the case? Where the Erev, again, is in the inner chatzar, but Shochet Echem and Chatzoyna V'lo Erev. It's somebody from the outer chatzar who forgot to join into the Erev. Here, says Rava, Vade Pnimis Maturis. The inner chatzar, where the Erev is located, is permitted if he relinquishes his rights. Why? Because we could say they close the entrance to the inner chatzar and they can use it. However, the outer chatz is restricted because now there's no Erev there. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. Rashi explains that according to Rabbanan, Bittl Rishus would not even be needed in this case. Because the residents of the inner chotzer could tell the residents of the outer chotzer that the only reason they agree to a common Erev is only if their privileges will now be greater. That not only could they carry in their inner chotzer, they could also carry in the outer chotzer. However, now that the merger with the outer chotzer only caused problems, that not only can't they carry in the outer chotzer, they can't even carry in their own chotzer, the outer chotzer may relinquish the rights to the outer chotzer. The inner chotzer tells the outer chotzer, I don't need this. Now, that's what the Rabbanan will say, and Rabbanan will hold that even bittul will not be required. However, according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that regel has sur b'mekayma, even regel ham with teres b'mekayma is a problem, so by just closing themselves off, just by the b'nei pnimius closing themselves off from the outer chotzer, and they now taka could carry in their own chotzer, but that still will be a problem for the outer chotzer because it's regel has sur, even regel ham with teres b'mekayma, according to Bekiva, is a problem. That's why according to Bekiva, bittul will be required. But the Rishonim explain the outer chotzer will remain restricted even though the one who forgot to join in the Erev relinquished his rights to the members who did rejoin, since the entrance between the two chotzeres is viewed as sealed. The Erev which is placed in the inner chotzer is no longer available to them. So they don't have an Erev. So relinquishing rights, bittul reshus, will not be enough. So according to Rava, according to Shmuel, the inner chotzer may never relinquish its rights to the outer chotzer, and only in a case where the Erev is in the inner chotzer and somebody from the outer chotzer is the one who forgot to join in the Erev, that's when bittul reshus will work. Now, in the third case, we learned that the Erev was in the inner chotzer, and the person who forgot to join in the Erev was somebody from the inner chotzer. Amalei Rav Huner B'Reid Rav Shua L'Rava V'chishochech Echem N'Apnimus V'Loi Erev. Even if somebody from the inner chotzer forgot and did not join in the Erev, Amai Shtein Asuris, why is the halacha that everybody cannot carry? Levatel ba pnimis l'bnei pnimis. Let the member of the inner chotzer who forgot to join in the Erev be mevatel reshus to the other members of that chotzer. V'teisi chitzoyna v'tishtri v'adayu. And then the outer chotzer will become permitted with them. And as the Mefarshim explained, since he relinquished his rights to the members of his own chotzer, that should also be enough to help the members of the outer chotzer, because now that they joined in a common Erev, they should be considered one chotzer. And Tosfos explains, why did the Gemara specify to ask the question only in this case? So Tosfos explains, because since the people from the outer chotzer are not actually living here, it's only because their Erev is there, so therefore it's not, the bittul to the Erev is adequate, and you don't have to be mevatel to the people. It should be enough to be mevatel to the where the Erev is. Says the Gemara, Kaman, according to whom is the Gemara asking this question? According to Rabbi Elazar. Because as we learned on Daf Chavov, Rabbi Elazar holds that somebody who's mevatel reshus is mevatel reshus be'ein yofa. He is mevatel reshus as much as possible. The Omer, and that's why Rabbi Elazar held, ein tzarech mevatel reshus l'kalecha ve'echad. It's not needed to mevatel reshus to everybody individually. So here too, therefore when they're mevatel reshus to b'nei pnimis, and the Erev is here in the chotzer apnimi, it should be enough. Says the Gemara, ki kamina, when did I teach this ruling that it won't work? According to Rabbanan, that you have to mevatel reshus to every one of them, and since and since he's being mevatel rishus only to the people in the pnimi, and he can't say he's being mevatel rishus to the people in the chitzoina, why can't he explicitly say he's being mevatel rishus to people in the chitzoina? Because ein mevatlin mirishus l'rishus, therefore it won't be effective. So just to summarize, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in all cases we say bittel from chatzah to chatzah, whether it's they're alongside each other and whether they're behind each other. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody from anybody from any chatzar forgot to contribute to the Erev, he could be mevatel rishos and the Erev will be affected. According to Shmuel, two chatzaris next to each other, bittel will not work, and even if they made an Erev, and a chatz lefnim lechatzar, according to Abaya, they're allowed to mevatel one to another under all circumstances. According to Rava, they can't be mevatel only in a case where the Erev is in the inner chatzar and somebody from the inner chatzar is the one that forgot to mevatel, to contribute to the Erev. Halacha lemaisa, we're passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that bittul rishus works mechatz lechatzar under all circumstances. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes Kepagi Ba'ad Adadi, Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes, when they used to meet each other, Rav Chisda Martin Svosay Mimasnisim Rav Sheshes, Rav Chisda's lips would tremble from Rav Sheshes' knowledge of Mishnayis and Brises, and Rav Sheshes' Masa Kulagufe, Rav Sheshes' entire body would tremble, Mipapulay the Rav Chisda from the Lomdus of Rav Chisda. So by Minei, Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda asked from Rav Sheshes, Shnei batim shnei tzidir shus rabim. That you have two houses on two sides of shus rabim. Uba nachr v'kifu mechitzim shabbos. And goyim came and closed them with partitions on Shabbos, as is shown in diagram 235. Ma, what is the law? So the Metzias is like this here. Before Shabbos, you had two sides of shus rabim, where an Erev couldn't be made, because an Erev can't be made in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. The situation here is that on Shabbos these mechitzas were constructed. Now you have Rosh Hashanah Yochid with two houses, and the Gemara wants to know, could bittul rishus, could one of the houses do bittul rishus to the other? So Rav Chisda explains this question. Aliva the man the Amar ein bittul rishus mechatz lechatzer. According to the man the Amar that you can't do bittul rishus from one chatz lechatzer like the Bailach, there's nothing for me to ask. Hash the boiler Ruvim Masma. In a case where you have two chatzeres, which if they wanted, they could have made a common error from before Shabbos. Matzma Arvin. Amri was saying, Ein bittul rishus mechatz lechatzer, as was shown in diagram 234. Hacha, the boiler Ruvim Masma. Here, if they would have wanted to make an error from Erev Shabbos, they couldn't have made it, loy matzmarvi, because on Erev Shabbos was still a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where Erevin cannot be constructed, loy koshkein, certainly bittul rishus will not work. Kita boilach, according to whom are we asking? Aleva the mandama yesh bittul rishus mechatz lechatzer. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says he can do bittul rishus from one chatzer to another. When does he say it? Does he say it in a situation, Hasam di boiler ruvi matzma arvi, in a case where if they wanted to make an Erev from before Shabbos, they might have. Therefore, betuli nami matzma vatul, that's where Alocha says bittul will work. Aval hocha, in our case that we're discussing now, the loy matzma arvi matzma, where they could not have made an Erev from before Shabbos, betuli nami loy matzma vatul, here Rabbi Yochanan will agree that bittul rishus will not be effective. Perhaps Rabbi Yochanan allows bittul rishus even in all cases. So the way Rashi explains it is like this. Shmuel said that for bittul rishus to be effected, you have to have two requirements. They matzi me'arvi, you should be able to make an erev, ve'asri, and the two chaseris restrict each other. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara wants to know, is p'shan Rabbi Yochanan that he doesn't have any restrictions, any conditions, under all circumstances bittul rishus can work, and therefore will work in this case too? Or perhaps, maybe he doesn't need to have two conditions to allow for bittul, but at least one condition must be present. And here, no conditions are present. Amalei, he said, Aim of Atlan, Bittl Rishus cannot work, because at least Rav Yochanan requires one condition. And the Parisha asks in this Gemara, why do we have to speak about a case which is not Shechiach, where walls were erected on Shabbos, an area that was previously a Rishus HaRabim, is now all of a sudden a Rishus HaYochid? Why can't we speak about a case where you had two Chatzeris next to each other that had a wall in between them, so you can't make an error between these two Chatzeris, because the only time you can make an error between two Chatzeris is if there's entrance from one to the other, and then this wall was removed on Shabbos? And the question would be, what will Bittul Rishus work in such a case or not? So the Parisha says that in such a case where you had two Chatzeris separated by wall, and that wall is now removed on Shabbos, it's poshut that Bittul Rishus would not work. Since each one has his own chatzer, his private chatzer, which was his all along, and he couldn't use the other chatzer, so therefore he says that Bittul Rishus would certainly not work. That's a amogim, disagrees with the Parisha, and he says just on the opposite. In such a case, Bittul would certainly work. Continues the Gemara. In the previous year, we spoke about a case where, as we learned in our Mishnah, if a guy is living in the chatzar, he causes an issue, and the way to deal with it is by doing schiris, by leasing the guy's property. And the question was, if the guy arrived in Shabbos, could schiris be done in Shabbos? Now the Gemara asks a different question. Mes nachi b'Shabbos. If the guy died in Shabbos, what's the law? Can we do Bittul Rishus or not? Aliva the Man Domus Soichrim, according to the Man Domus that we learned yesterday, that you could do schiris on Shabbos, loy tebaylach. There's no question that you could do Bittul Rishus in this case. Because hash the tata of dinan, in the case that we learned yesterday, and as we explained the Gemara yesterday, where they did not do schiris before Shabbos, and we explained yesterday whether the Erev was put up before Shabbos or whether there was no Erev put up on Shabbos, when the guy arrives on Shabbos and you rent from the guy his property, even if there was an Erev constructed, that Erev is now bottle, so even Schiris alone will not be adequate, and now Bittul Rishus will be required. So when a guy comes in Shabbos, what happens is you're doing two actions. You're doing Schiris and Bittul Rishus. So if we allow to do both Schiris and Bittul Rishus on Shabbos, Chodem Eboi, in this situation, when the guy died and the only issue is doing Bittul, because there's no longer a guy here to be an issue, certainly it'll be acceptable. El Kita Bailach, the question was, Aliv Demandam Ein Tzarchim. According to Shmuel, who said yesterday that you're not allowed to lease from on Shabbos. Why? Is it because Tatihu Delav Dinan? Because that would require both doing a Maisa Schiris and a Maisa Bittul. Ha! But in our case, Chod Av Dinan, only one procedure is required, only Bittul. Or perhaps there's no difference whether one or two procedures are necessary, and the halacha will be that it'll be awesome. Amalek, Sir Sheshes answered, Ani Oimer Mevatlin. I say that in such a case, Bittul is okay. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, in the case where the guy wasn't there on Shabbos, the Jews had no way to join in an acceptable Erev or Erev Shabbos because the guy wasn't there to rent his rights from him. In this case, since the guy was there on Erev Shabbos, the Jews could have leased his rights before joining in an Erev to permit the Chatzar, and that's why we're Mekel. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says it would make a difference if the guy was there or wasn't there from Erev Shabbos, because he says if the guy was there Erev Shabbos, then if you did not join and if you did not rent from him his rights on Erev Shabbos, then you lost your opportunity. And Tosfos explains that the Gemara here is talking about a case where the guy came on Shabbos and died after he came. But Rav Nuna says, Eim Avatlin, in such a situation, they can't use Bittel, since the Erev would have been invalid on Erev Shabbos, because at that point, the guy was alive. So what we learned yesterday, that Bittel can't be used when there was no opportunity for the Erev to be okay, Erev Shabbos, and here the Erev could not have been good Erev Shabbos because the guy was alive. Amar Yehuda Mashmur, Nachri Shiesh Loi Pesach Arbal Arbal. If a guy has an entrance of 4x4 Tfachim, Psuach Lubika, which open to an empty field, and he has another Pesach Tremovi, which is shown in diagram 236. So as we've been learning, when a guy has an entrance together with us in the same entering to the Mavui, that entrance is an issue. And as we've learned, he explained it, the only way to resolve that problem is by doing schiris, by renting from the guy his property. Here, the guy has his own private entrance. So says Rabbi Huda, in the name of Shmuel, Afil Machnas Umaitzi Gmal and Vikronis Kolayim Kula Derech Mavui. Even if he still uses the entrance into the Mavui to carry out camels and wagons through that entrance, which is in the same place as the entrance of the Jews, Eina Oysa Abnei Mavui. He still will not adversely affect the other Jewish members of the Mavui if they make their own Erev amongst themselves. My Tama, since he has his own private entrance, which is exclusively his, that's the one that he prefers. Now, there's a very interesting shaila. Two shailas. The Sfas Emes says that the Gemara here is talking about an opening to a Mavi. What's going to be the halacha in an opening to a chatzar? Will it be the same din or not? So the Chazon Ish says that in a chatzar where guy is living, there we won't say that the fact that he has his own chatzar, own entrance, exit, it should separate him from the rest of the people in the chatzar. And he explains why. Since the tashmish of the chatzar, as we explained, the chatzar in those days was an integral part of where they lived and where they worked, that's therefore an exit to a different area will not separate them adequately that it should be considered a separate area. That's why the Gemara discusses specifically an entrance to a Mavoi, not an entrance to a Chatzar. Now there's another question. The Gemara says here that he uses the entrance that's to the Mavoi for his camels and for his packages, which means, says the Prisha, that his own exclusive entrance he uses for smaller packages. Let's say, says the Prisha, he'll only use the entrance to the Mavui, and he never uses the entrance, the separate entrance, then the Gemara Halacha will not apply. We will say that his separate entrance is not enough to separate him from the rest of the people of the Mavui, and we will have a problem that we have a guy here and we have to rent from him his rishos. That's how the Prisha learns. The Mamre Matcha disagrees, and he says that even if the guy does not use his exclusive Pesach, his private Pesach, he uses the Pesach HaMavoi, since he has a private entrance, that's enough to separate him. He asks, why did the Gemara then say that he uses the Pesach HaMavoi for Gemal of Akronos? The Gemara should have said that he uses the Pesach HaMavoi for everything. The Gemara, he says, is trying to explain that using the Mavui for a Choshva use doesn't change it. But the same thing is, the same halacha would apply, using the Mavui even all of the time will not change the halacha that the Gemara says. Ask the Gemara, Iboilhu, Pasuch l'kafif, if his entrance is to a kafif, which is a fenced-in field, Mahu, what is going to be the law? Since it's not directly to the Bikah, is it the same halacha that's considered separate or not? Amr of Nachman bar Am Mishmei de Ofana, a filip psuch l'karfif. Even if it's open to a karfif, it's also considered that it separates him, it's going to consider him that's what he uses. Rabbi Rav Yosef de Amri Tavayu, Nochri, Beis Asayim Oyser. If the karfif to which he has his separate entrance, if is only a Beis Asayim, that will restrict the mavi, because since the calf is small, the goy will prefer to use the mavi exit, not his private exit. Yois from Beis Asayim, but if the calf is larger than the Beis Asayim, and oiser, he's going to use that exit, and that separates him from the rest of the people of the mavi. By Yisrael, it's just the opposite. Beis Asayim, and oiser, if a Jew forgot to contribute to the Erev, but this Jew has a separate entrance, if that separate entrance is to an area that's based on Siam or less, so he's allowed to carry in that area, therefore we say that he's going to use that entrance, and that separates him from all the other members of the Mavui, and the fact that he didn't contribute to the Mavui will not be an issue. And like Rashi explains, even though it's a small area and people have a difficulty using the small area, it's not a problem for a Jew, because a Jew doesn't carry big things on Shabbos anyway. Yois Beis Asayim, but if this entrance leads to a place which is larger than a Beis Asayim, then it asks the Mavi. Why? Because a Karfif larger than a Beis Asayim that was not Hukif Ladira, that was not enclosed L'shem Dira, has a din of a Karmelis, where you're not allowed to carry. So the Jew's not going to carry there, because he's not allowed to carry there. It's Yosef based on Sayim, it's a Karmelis, and therefore it's awesome. Now, there's very interesting Machloikis Rashi and Taisus. Rashi says, what's going to be the Halacha if it's bigger than a Beis Sayim, but it's Hukif L'dira? There Rashi says, it will be okay, because since it's Hukif L'dira, the Jew can carry there and it won't be a problem. Taisus disagrees. Taisus says that even if it's Yosef Beis Asayim and it's Hukif L'dira, so the Jew can carry there, it still will not be able to separate him. Why? Because if it's such a large area, Jews on Shabbos don't carry there, even though it's Hukif L'dira, and it's not enough to separate him. If the guy's door opens to a karfif, has a separate door to a karfif, what's the halacha? Amalei, so he said, like we just learned, Harayamar, Beis Asayim, Oyser, if it's only a Beis Asayim, so the guy doesn't use that entrance because it leads to a small, non-usable area, and therefore it's not considered a separate entrance to separate him, Yoysim Beis Asayim, but if it's larger than Beis Asayim, Ein Oyser, because we say that he's going to use that entrance and he's separate from all the other people in the Mavi. Amu Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kafu Yosef Beis Asayim Shalai Hukal Fadira. You have a kafu which is larger than Beis Asayim that wasn't enclosed for residential purposes. But Fila Kar Vafila Karayim, even if it's as large as Kar Karayim, Hazorik L'Toycha Chayiv. If somebody throws an object from Shus Rabim into that area, he's Chayiv. My Tam Mechitzahi. We have partitions around the area. El Shemichseres to Yoram, it doesn't have residence. So as Pshat is like this. This area that's enclosed by walls, Midaraisa is Rosh Hussa Yochid. And since it's Midaraisa Rosh Hussa Yochid, if somebody throws from Rosh Hussa Rabim to Rosh Hussa Yochid, he's over for Midaraisa. It's only the Rabbonin that came and said a Chumra, that if it's Yosef Beis Asayim, and it's like Hukif L'dira, it'll have a din of a Karmelis, and you can't carry more than Dalar Amos. But Rabbonin are only coming to be Machmer, they're not coming to be Mekel. And therefore, It can't, the Rabbanim can't tell us that it doesn't have a dinner Rishus HaYochim with the Raisa. Now the question here is that the Rishonim ask, you can have a huge area, it seems, that's enclosed, and it'll always be a Rishus HaYochid. Are there any rules? So the Rishonim say, certainly if it's Hukuf Ladira, no matter how large it is, it has a din of Rishus HaYochid, which is exactly what the Erevin that we build around cities accomplish. What about if it's not Hukuf Ladira? Toista says it doesn't make a difference. Midaraisa, an area that's enclosed, has a din of Rishus HaYochid. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says if it's Lai Hukuf Ladira, and it's such a large area that you can't see the walls, you're not able to feel that you're within an area that's enclosed, then it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaYochim Deraisa. Moser of Huna Bachinana, the Braisa says, Sala Shabiyam, if you have a rock in the sea, and we know a sea is a carmelis, Gavoya Savarach of Arba, and the rock is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. Now to carry from the rock to the sea and from the sea to the rock, because the rock has the requirements of Rishus HaYochid. Pach Mikan, if it's less than 10 tefachim high or less than Dalet Amos, less than 10 tefachim or less than Dalet tefachim wide, Metaplin, then we can carry. At Kama, how large can the surface of the rack be? Ad Beis Hasayim. Let's, another Gemara tries to understand this last statement. Ahai, what was the Gemara trying to explain? What was the Braisa trying to say when it says Ad Kama? Ilema Sefer, that's talking in the Sefer, that it said that you're allowed to transfer from the rack to the sea. Beis Hasayim Tfeiloi, is it true only when the rack is based asayim no larger? From a kamelis come a kamelis come a tatlum. The rack is a kamelis, and the sea is a kamelis. And therefore, you should be allowed to carry from one to the other. El lav, a ratio. It's going on the first case, where we said that you're not allowed to carry between the rack, which is Rishus HaYochid, and the sea, which is a kamelis. Vach kamer. And this is what the Braisa is teaching us. Sal Shabiyam, a rack in the sea, Kavaya Savarach of Dalid, if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, Ey Matatan Lam Mataychal Yam, Velam Yam Latachin Alay Kair from it to the Yam, and from the Yam to it, because it's Rishus HaYochid to a Kamos. Vad Kama, how large could the surface of the rack be? Ad Beis Hasayim. Hayos Beis Hasayim, but if it's larger than Beis Hasayim, Matatan, we can carry between it and the sea. Am kamelsi. Why? Because the rack is a kamelis. And we're saying the rack is a kamelis, and it's teaching us a kula. That even though midaraisa, this rack ought to be a Rishus HaYochid, why not? It's 10 tefachim high, so it's very wide. It doesn't make it that it shouldn't be a Rishus HaYochid, and yet we're learning that you're allowed to carry from it to a kamelis, and we're saying that you could go from a kamelis to Rishus HaYochid, because they're born and called it a kamelis, and it's now a kamelis, even though midaraisa is Rishus HaYochid. To Yufta the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Rabbanan could only make it into a kamelis. Someone who doesn't know how to explain braises, we'll ask questions Rabbi Yochanan, but somebody who understands will not have this question. The braise is talking, we're going on the ratio, and this is pshat in the braise, that you're allowed to carry in the rack itself. V'at kama, but how large could the rack be that you could still be carried along on the rack? Ad beis asayim, if it's up to 2 beis saw, because then it's still Rishus HaYochid. Once it's larger than 2 beis saw, so it'll have the aloch of a kamelis, and you won't be allowed to carry on the rack itself. Ravashi amalol amareisha. Ravashi goes back and says it's going on the ratio. It's not a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Hein amru v'hein amru. They said one rule, and then they said another rule. Hein amru, kaf yoysim beis asayim shloiku fladira. They said if you have an ear which is yoysim beis asayim, which is not enclosed for residential purposes, ein matatan ba'ala b'dal amas. You're not allowed to carry dal amas. Vein amru, and they also said, Eim atav m'shasayach l'kamros. You're not like from m'shasayach to kamros. Beis asayim. So if the rack is beis asayim, the shor l'tatulei l'kulos, you can't carry in the whole area. Asher b'an l'tatul l'omer yom l'toychoy v'lomer toych l'yam. Chacham said you can't carry from the sea to it and from it to the sea. My tama, because m'shasayach l'gmurihi, it's a full-fledged m'shasayach. And therefore, you can't carry from it to the camels. Yes, a base sign. When it's larger base sign, there you can't carry in it itself because it has a den of a camels. In such a case, Chazal relaxed its rule, and they said, you can carry from the sea to it and from it to the sea. My tama, Dilma Amri Shasayach Gmurihi. Then if Chazal would say that you can't carry it from it to the sea, people are going to think that it has a full-fledged din of Rosh Hashayachid. And if it has a full-fledged din of Rosh Hashayachid, Vosla Tatula Kulay, and they're going to come carry within all of it, which would violate the other rule that you're not allowed to carry in a kamos. So in order to protect the rule that you're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis, they relax the rule and allow you to carry from it to the sea. Or Mishna, we have two rules. You're not allowed to carry in the Carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry from it to the, or not, to the sea. Why is this? Why do we choose to relax the second rule of carrying from it to the sea instead of relax of in the place of worrying to protect the rule of carrying within the camels itself? Answers the Gemara, Teuche Shchiach, carrying along the rack surface is common. And if people are going to carry from, if people will be allowed to, not be allowed to carry from the yam to it, they're going to carry in it, which is not allowed. However, transferring from the rack to the sea and from the sea to the rack is not that common, and therefore Chazal relaxed their gzeira against such transfer.